Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. I am so excited today to welcome my special guest, Dylan West, on my On the Frontline podcast, where I celebrate leaders and those people who shape safety, compliance, learning, and operations in this world of mobile learning and a high-risk workforce. So I want to introduce you to Dylan. He is so incredible. We just had this amazing conversation before we even started, and you are going to want to meet and learn all about him. He is an award-winning, like multiple award-winning fleet safety leader at KeyStop. He develops driver training and simulation systems, and he's nationally recognized, you all, for innovation and results. And because, maybe not because of that, but as a result, he is a founder of a new company called DriveX IQ that we are going to talk about. So thank you so much, Dylan, for joining me today. Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone what leading from the front line means to you and how that's like shaped your mindset of where you are today?
You know, so I started off as a driver and doing the job that the guys who I'm teaching have had to do. And as a dispatcher, I've done that as well. And worked in all different parts of this industry. So, you know, leading from the front line to me is just, you know, knowing what they go through and trying to present a solution to their problem in a way that makes sense and is not just up there reading from a, you know, a compliance handbook and saying, do this because they say so. It's, you know, let's do these things because we need to make sure we're all going to achieve our goals at the end of the day. That, you know, and it's worked out very well for us just being real with all of our drivers. And that's why we've won the many awards we've won.
Yeah, it's about being authentic. I love that. And the thing is, it's like, you don't even shout it from the rooftop. You're a quiet hero over there winning, and really winning is being safer, right? And I think about this industry, we entered into it, you know, many years ago. And I want to think about what are some things that you might redesign or change to make the industry better?
So that's something that has led to some of the things we've gotten. One big problem in safety in general, in my opinion, is we're too reactive. Mm. We're not proactive enough. We, you know, we don't try to prevent an accident as much as we'd like to until after it's happened. And then it's like, well, now we got to do things to make sure it doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's part of why I came up with the driver simulator that we use and the scorecard that we use, so we can identify those drivers that we have that are having issues and help them to do better before there's an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important to be proactive and really touch the lives of those drivers that you do every single day. And I'm so appreciative. I think about just how great it is to have safety professionals like yourself leading, you know, these learning efforts, because it does, you know, really make a difference. What do you think leading from the front line, like a powerful lesson that you've learned, teaches us about humanity?
You know, years ago, I drove a tow truck. And so I was really on the front lines. And you know, you end up dealing with people when they're at their absolute worst when you do that. So really, you got to think about, you know, there's more to it than what you see. There's more to somebody's thoughts and actions than what you may realize. There could be personal problems, emotional problems, financial, whatever it is. So a lot of times, just being that calm voice to talk them through something makes a huge difference to them.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you for being a tow truck driver. I, you know, I'm sure that's a difficult job, like you said, and you never know, right? That's incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where you end up playing in traffic and you don't really want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you talk about maybe a moment that innovation emerged from maybe an unexpected place at your organization?
So yeah, my boss, the safety director here at Key Oil, his name's David Murphy. He's a great guy. Years ago, he worked in the solid waste industry, and he came up with a program that was a coaching and retraining program where he took his drivers and put them through boot camp. Well, me and him were talking about that one day, how we wanted to kind of do that here. And it's just hard because we have guys that are, running 5 or 6 days a week. We're a 7-day-a-week operation. It's hard to pull a group of guys in to do that kind of boot camp. And so the topic came up of, well, hey, we kind of need a simulator, right? And well, it turns out that they're out there, but they're so prohibitively expensive that we couldn't get it. You're talking well into the six figures. And I've told the story a few times and done some presentations on it. It's a lot of fun. We found one, and it was this very sad looking little laptop that sits in a corner, and it wasn't very good. And we used it for some stuff, and it proved the drivers enjoy it. They enjoy the competitiveness, the engagement of it, the immersiveness of it, even though it was a sad little laptop. And I'm like, I think I can do better. And I refuse to leave a problem alone. If there's something out there and it doesn't exist, I'm going to find a way to make it exist. And so I went out and built something way bigger and better. And our drivers love it. It really does show where their weaknesses are, where their strong points are. And then we use our learning management platforms to give them some direct coaching, targeted coaching, and then they're a better driver for it. We get to keep them longer. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, I love that. You innovated. You're changing lives. So when you think about that and what you're doing, and I know you just released a new company, but what do you hope that people remember about the work that you've done that moves the industry forward? What do you want to be remembered for?
My goal in all of this, the goal in starting Drive X IQ and the Driving Smarter Safety is to try to make sure that everybody's safer at the end of the day, not only because we don't want to injure people, but I have this mild vendetta, I guess you can say, against all these TV advertising, billboard purchasing lawyers. And no driver deserves to be tied up in a lawsuit because of something that was just a simple mistake. So if we can help prevent that and make those lawyers go find someone else to go after, that's what I want to be remembered for, is that we've pushed that away from the problems.
I love that so much. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's real, right? I mean, this isn't marketing. This is people's lives. And I really appreciate everything that you're doing and you continue to do to, help the drivers and help the industry. And one thing that I have noticed, Dylan, about people like you is that you don't always get the spotlight. But you definitely move mountains and you change people's lives. And you might not be the loudest voice in the room, or you may not be chasing all the applause, but you always are showing up and for time and time again for others by the simulator you've created, by the new company you've created, by the overall safety that you create. And so, one thing that I wanted to do is bring people like you, Dylan, on my show. And I created this Pelican Award. So it's a little pelican. And I give these out to people who are quiet heroes and people who lead with the heart, and who carry the weight of others without asking for anything in return. And I chose the pelican. I wrote about it today on my social media because in Charleston, we see that they hunt and live in groups. They do that outside of Charleston too, but I get to witness it. And they don't thrive alone, but they actually thrive with community and cooperation. And they represent teamwork, social bonding, and the balance between receiving and giving. So I wanted to bring you on my show to give you a pelican because I appreciate that you embody all of these traits and you always see the strengths in others that you work with and people around you. And it lifts them higher. It makes them better. It makes the industry better. And you always give without ego. So I wanted to present this to you because you might not lead from the very front, but you're leading from the community. And so the work that you're doing might not always make the headlines, but your impact is lasting. It's personal and it's very powerful. So today, Dylan, I honor you for the way that you move people forward quietly and purposefully, for the community you're building, and for the balance you bring and the lives that you're changing just by being you. So thank you so much. You'll get your pelican. I appreciate you. And thank you for working on the front line and for being a tow truck driver. I didn't even know that.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
That's awesome.
Is there any lasting words of advice you want to leave for the audience today?
You know, one other thing, a story that just kind of popped in my head and something else that I love to do, and I would encourage anybody else to, it's very easy, is take a look at all your guys. I just had a conversation with a guy I hired yesterday, and to say he had a little bit of a colorful background might not be an exaggeration. And, you know, something about him just said, hey, let's give this guy a shot. And we did. And he's been one of our best drivers, our best employees. So when you're looking to do something, don't just look at something. Don't just look at the face of it. Try to actually figure out if there's a way you can make something work and help people out. And in the case of this particular story, give a guy a second chance and, you know, it'll pay off in the end. I love having these success stories and I love working with people in this industry like yourself and a lot of other fantastic people I've got to meet along the way. And I'm not going to stop. We're going to keep pushing.
Awesome. Let's keep pushing. Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.